Made a few roster moves there yesterday in the afternoon. Released Britt Davis, a recent injury settlement with him, and then we waived Dane Fletcher injured. So we're at 88 here today. We'll go back out this afternoon, kind of pick up where we were yesterday, continue some of the situational work, which has kind of been a big emphasis or big theme for us this week. Try to simulate a lot of game situations that may or may not come up, whether it's this week or they're inevitably going to come up at some point during the season. So that's where we are today, and I'll take some questions.
Procedural difference right now between releasing a player and waiving a player?
It's the same. I mean, any time that you remove a player from your roster, there's a certain, you designate them X amount of ways. There's a certain number of ways that you can designate that player. So we take all the information that we normally do, and then we release the player, and then we just move on.
It's my understanding that a player with less than 4 accrued seasons would count against the 90-man roster if he was placed directly on injured reserve. Is my understanding accurate on that?
Look, we make decisions every day on the roster. If there's any rules questions, I mean, I would direct those to the league in their interpretation.
Nick, what did you see in Steve Gregory when you guys were, you know, bringing him in and deciding to sign him?
Sure. Versatile player. He had played a little bit of corner in college, maybe a little bit undersized just from a height, weight, speed standpoint for a safety position, but 190-pound, but was real fast, aggressive, very instinctive player, matched up well. They played him a little bit at their money position or in some of their dime packages, played him close to the line of scrimmage. So Steve's done a nice job. He's a versatile player. He was able to do a number of different things in San Diego's defense. I think some of the things that we're doing are a little bit different just systematically, but he's indoctrinated himself into our system well. You know, he's done a nice job to this point, and he's been here since day one of the offseason. You know, he's so far so good.
Nick, after last night's game, you've got tape of all 31 other teams so far in the preseason. At this point, do you budget time specifically for each team? Do you just focus on opponents you'll play later in the season, specific players? What's sort of the methodology behind
it? Sure. It's a combination of things. We'll have certain people that follow specific teams and will be responsible for evaluating and writing those players. And then what we'll do is we'll meet as a staff and then go through one scout's evaluation, and then we'll have somebody else watch that player so we can kind of get more than one evaluation. So certain people have certain teams that they follow. I try to watch each game and try to go through, you know, both sides of the ball and then watch a kicking game as well, just to kind of get a bigger picture view on things. So you try to, you know, do the best you can between practice tape and watching the preseason games. The good thing is the next set of games isn't played till this weekend, so it gives you a certain amount of time to work through it.
Do you tend to focus more on the guys that, at least from your eye, you project towards the bottom of the roster that might be available when the cuts come around, or do you sort of get a grasp of the whole team?
Yeah, you try to just – it's only one game, but you try to get some basic idea of just about everybody. You can see some of the rookies – that have been added to the roster or some new players that may have changed teams. So you're just trying to get a big picture view of the team. Some players you're more familiar with than others because you've studied them, whether that's in college doing the, you know, that evaluation process, or you've studied them through the years through it being in the league. So it's just a combination of thing, and you just kind of just have to push through it.
Nick, going back to Dane Fletcher, I think a lot of people have trouble understanding the waived injured just because he's been a valuable member of the team. Why was the waived injured the right decision for the team?
Right, I don't really have anything to add other than what I said earlier. We made the decision that we made, and we're moving forward. Sure. Alex was with us for most of the year last year, worked on both sides of the ball in practice on our practice squad. It was just something in the off season that, you know, we felt was the best thing for him and for the team at that time. And I mean, he's worked really hard and tried to apply his craft and learn his craft. You know, was a defensive player, but he's tough. He's smart. He's got good size. He's got good playing strength. And he actually did a pretty good job for us last year in practice on the scout teams in that role. So we thought that it was something that he would be able to handle. So, you know, he's going out there. He's been out there every day. You know, he's been on the field. He's working hard at it, and we'll see how it all unfolds.
You guys kind of go business as usual sort of approach, but, you know, for that to happen the week of the biggest game of the season, was that something you had to kind of make sure that he was okay with, or how do you
Yeah, right now we're just focused on practice and where we are with the team. What happened, you know, in February is long gone.
Nick, how important is it for him to get out in a skillet like yesterday, you know, the tight ends with the defensive ends, working on blocking techniques and situational situations that he may not have faced last year?
Sure. There's so much that goes into that position, you know, blocking, receiving, catching, splits, alignments, blocking a certain technique, whether it's a six technique, whether it's a seven technique, whether it's a nine technique. But you just try to establish your foundation through the spring and training camp and work on those techniques in a real life setting, whether it's in practice or whether it's in the game. So, but that position, there's a really a lot that goes into the position because you're really involved in every phase of the game, run blocking, pass protection, the passing game.
How much more focus in his preparation time has there been on that this year compared to what might have been the case last year?
Sure, I think there's a little, it's more specific because during the year when you're practice, you're doing multiple things. So when you get into the off season, when you get into training camp, you can focus a little bit more on that specific skill as it relates to one particular position. He was really doing both things last year, so the focus this year is a little bit more on that side of the ball.
Do you have any certainty one way or the other if Brian Waters will play for the team in 2010?
I don't have any updates on Brian.
I wasn't asking for an update. I'm just more curious if internally you have an idea of where it's going and you just don't care to share that publicly.
No, really, everything's day-to-day. So we'll take today, deal with today, and then whatever happens tomorrow, we'll take that as it comes.
What are your thoughts on Shane Vereen's training camp this year?
Yeah, Shane's had a pretty good camp. You know, last year really kind of got off on a wrong foot. You know, had a few days of practice, then he was hurt, and then took him a little while to get back on the field, play a little bit against Kansas City, and that was it. But, you know, he's done a nice job. The whole running back group in general, I think that group has done a good job. It's a pretty good blend of different styles and different skills. They're all younger players, some with more experience than others. But, you know, Shane was a versatile player. At Cal, they used him, you know, in the backfield, out of the backfield, use him in a passing game. He carried the ball. So, you know, hopefully the most important thing, whether it's Shane or any player like him, is to take the performance one day and try to continue that and try to develop consistency and dependability from one day to the next, 1 week to the next, because in the end, that's the most important thing for the player. And then everybody, whether it's the players, coaches, be able to count on a player that much more.
Just thinking back to last year's draft and that running back class, what did you like about him relative to some of the other backs in the draft? What made him maybe, you know, the right choice for you guys?
Yeah, like I just mentioned, he was a versatile player. You know, the offense that they run at Cal, I'd say, is a pretty complex system. Coach Tedford, they do a great job offensively. They ask their running backs, they ask a lot of their skilled people to do a lot of different things. So Shane had been exposed to a number of different things, and, you know, we felt that he was a good fit for what we were doing. Yeah, really, it's just the player's job when they come in here each day. It's their responsibility to prepare themselves and get themselves ready to play. It's not a matter of relying on a veteran or relying on somebody else. I mean, they have to do everything in their power to prepare themselves. So when they go on the field, they perform at optimum level. I mean, you guys know we take practice pretty seriously around here. So the same type of focus that you would allocate to getting yourself prepared for a game is the same approach and focus that you want to have going into practice. So that's their job. That's our expectation as a staff. And then, in the end, they have to go out there and perform on the field.
Marcus Cannon obviously had his health issue last year. Now that he's about a year removed from his last treatment, how have you seen him physically? Is he stronger? How have you seen him, I assume, improve physically?
Sure, yeah. It's really, I would say, kind of been an evolution because he got started so late, really didn't go through any off-season, any training camp. So this year he was able to go through everything. You know, there's a lot of teaching that he had missed, but, you know, he's come in, he's in good shape. He's been out there every day. He's been durable, you know, and he's working hard to improve, but he's got good size. He's got good playing strength. He played left tackle at TCU. He's been mostly working on the right side, but the skills as it relates to the position, he's got a pretty good skill set. So, and the more that he plays and the more experience that he gets, hopefully it will continue to improve.
Thank you.
how the secondary is shaping up?
I think really, Karen, we're just looking at everything from a team perspective. I think the team, the most important thing is for our team to continue to improve. And I think defensively as a group, I mean, there's been multiple people on the field at different times, but I think the team is moving in the right direction. We've had some good practices here the past few days. You know, our hope is that we could take what we did last week, and then when we get into this week against Philadelphia, that we, you know, we're going to be better than we were last week. And that's the most important thing for our team.
Tavon Wilson, having played both corner and safety in college, was there discussions coming into camp where his reps would be or what he was going to be for you guys starting out?
Yeah, I mean, the versatility is one of the things that I would say was intriguing. But in the end, we just put him in a position and move them around and then just figure out relative to the other 10 guys on the field how it all fits together. Could he play corner? Maybe. But right now he's worked at safety. He's played the money position. So that's where we are right now. Could that change at some point? Possibly. You know, I think one of the things that dictates that is who's healthy, you know, where we are in a season. And if he's asked to do that, then he might have to go out there and do it. I mean, who would have thought Julian was going to be playing defense last year? So a lot can happen. A lot can change.
How lean is the veteran free agent market along the offensive line in your view?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of good players across positions that are still out there that play a lot of football for a lot of teams last year. So we'll continue to do our due diligence like we always do. We'll do our homework, and we'll be prepared for, you know, whatever opportunity and situation arises.
Specific to the line, is that leaner than maybe some of the other positions?
I think there's players available at every position.
Could you confirm reports that Chad Clifton will be coming in for a physical?
Yeah, there's no truth to that.
And is Logan ready to do pads today, participate in full pads? I know that, you know, the idea was to get him in shorts and shells the first 2 days and then see where he progresses from there. What is the update?
Part of that is based on what the league rules are, just in terms of when the player becomes active off of the PUP, then he has X amount of days where he has to be in shells, and then eventually he's able to put the pads on. So he might be a day or two away from that, but, you know, we'll make that determination, you know, each day, just see where he is.
That determination hasn't been made yet?
I haven't had that conversation yet. So, I mean, he'll be out there, but I just don't know exactly what dress he'll have on today.
Have you had any contact with Andre Carter at this point?
Yeah, we stay in contact with a lot of agents this time of the year, have multiple conversations just so that in the event that something does come up, then that's, you know, I'd say we're no different now than we were, you know, a few months ago. So.
And on a football one, maybe Nate Ebner, how's he been doing in terms more on the safety stuff? Yeah, have you noticed how he's picking up concepts at all in that role?
Yeah, this is really the first week he's actually been on the field and been able to do a few more things defensively. He didn't really have a lot of experience just defensively at Ohio State, but smart kid. I mean, understood what they were doing real well defensively. I think he's learning. I think it's a process for him. But he's got good size. He's smart. He can run. So I think there's some things that he just is going to have to learn technique-wise and just seeing things, whether it's formation, empty, just the multiplicity that goes into the defense in general, but that's specific to the safety position because there's so much communication that's involved in that spot.
Final question?
All right. Thanks.